Welcome to the sermons and teachings from the Catalyst Fellowship with Ipaye Michael. We hope the message you're about to listen to will edify you and cause you to experience exponential growth. And now, the message.
I want you to understand what you're praying about and give it so much attention. Give it the fervor that it needs. Give it the intentionality that it needs. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So we're going to pray that second prayer one more time. And I need you to be very serious about this. What we're doing today is time to practice everything you've learned, you know, in the previous services. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What are the two reasons why we pray? Number one, so God can do in your life what he wants to do. And what is number two? Why we pray is so that God can do in our lives what he wants to do. We did an exercise in the other service where I told you to look at where you know God wants you to be. Do you remember? Can you do that today again? See the picture of where you know God wants you to be. And look at yourself today. Are you where you know God wants you to be? In your relationship with him, are you where you know God wants you to be? In the call of God on your life, are you where you know God wants you to be? Are you there? Well, if you know you're not there, I'm telling you that there are ways to close the gap. But it's not the way you're doing it. It's not the way you're doing it. The way to close the gap is more serious. It's more intentional than what you're doing. I'm seeing people who are not getting that they can set fire on their altar. Are you getting what I'm saying today? I'm seeing people who don't understand that you can build back lost altars. That at the end of prayer is the result that you are looking for. Are you getting what I'm saying? At the other end of prayer is the person God has called you to be. At the other end of prayer is the relationship that God wants to have with you. And on Sunday, I told you that the things that are important when you want God to do what he wants to do in your life is number one, show up. Always show up. Do you remember that? And number two, I said what? No matter how far away you've been, you can come back. No matter how dry your altar has been, it can be on fire again. So it's a prayer to be restored to the will of God again. To be restored in alignment to God again. Are you getting what I'm saying? Today, I want you to hold on to the altar of prayer. And you are going to set fire on your altar. You are going to tell God, today I begin to burn for you like never before. Today I begin to burn for you. Are you ready to pray? Begin to pray right now. Shalata leke mbrakatelai, perata lakambrekatelai, epata leke pereketo, shata teleke paria, ambrakete leke parakalia, aikata tatakapa, eparata leke pariata, aikata tatakapaya, shata teleke pa, aikata tata, apata tata. As I pray now, fire comes on my altar. As I pray now, fire comes on my altar. Jale kambreketola kaperia, ekatala kaperai, belata kapaya. If you need help, hold someone who you know can stir you up. But don't just stand in one place. Stir yourself up right now. Parakatele ke parakatelia, aikatala kaperia, jatale keperia, aikatatalia. Fire can come on that altar again. You can be restored to the plan of God for your life. You can enforce the will of God over your life. Those prophecies don't have to die. Those prophecies don't have to be wasted. Can you awaken something in this meeting? Aika tata tapa, shata tata leke parakapa, pelata taka pereke, ayadaga da baladegedea, mambroka tata taka, jada da baladegedea, aika tata tata, shata taka pa, aika tata tata, aika tata, aika tata, aika tata, aika tata lapatea, As I pray now, I'm restored. I'm restored. My prayer altar comes on fire. Jete la kambreke, ikatata taka, parakate, katatata, akatata, apatate. I'm restored. Kateleke pariaka, ikatata to God's plan for my life. As I pray now, I align, I align, I align. Katota kapaya, I take from within and I put upon. Shata kapaya, I will never be prayerless because I know that prayer is never a waste of time. By prayer, I appropriate all that God has promised me. I bring it into enforcement. Shala kaperia, katatelia, kapatele kate, shata tatatete, perakate soto. Paria, apata tete kepete, ata tete tete, parakatela, aikata dabalade, jada dabalade kedia, katataka parakate, katatela kapadia, ayakata tataka, patata teketa, patata tekapa, shata kaparia, I enforce the will of God, pareketo sataya, over my life, katosete takaperia, fire on my altar, katelai, peraika totalia, nambroko. Upward motions in the will of God, upward motions in the will of God, upward motions in the will of God. I will never be lukewarm. Can you kill lukewarmness wherever you are? Zalata la kaperiata, katata kaparia. Lukewarmness disappears. Katala kaperia, parakatoshota, parakale kape, parakatela kapaya, belata kapaya. I'm stand up to do the will of God, to be in the plan of God forever. Perale kaperia, always, always burning for God. Nambre katela kapaya, no lukewarmness. Shatala kapaya. No passiveness. Katela kaparia. Ekata. Realign to the will of God. Perai katataka. Perai katataka. Parakate. I put a stop to the plan of the devil over my life. Patela kapaya. To the works of the flesh over my life. Katala. Can you say I'm aligned? If you need to press your hand on your head, say I'm aligned. 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 Perakato selaka, perakatata, jatata telakapa, epatatata, patatata, 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 parakate, ekatata, amrokose, ayakatatate, perakatatare, perakatelia, perakatea, ayakatatata, atatatata, ayatatata, epatalea. Ipalaika paratatalika. I'm aligned. Shalakaperia perakatala perakatea ukapare perakatela patakaleka perakateasa. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, when the devil wants to get you, one of the first things he would attack is your prayer life, because he knows that if you can't pray, you are helpless. Are you seeing what I'm saying? He knows. And he also knows that a man of prayer is a man that God can instruct. A man of prayer is a man that God can correct. A man of prayer is a man that is humble enough to say, Lord, what is your heartbeat? What are you doing in this season? Am I aligned? And that's why I told you that this period is not just a teaching on prayer. It's a prayer itself that we are saying, Lord, make us a people of prayer. How many of you desire a better prayer life here? Well, you know we can ask the Lord for it. I've told you before that what God wants is not just that you come here and you can form, you know, a type of prayer, 7 steps to prayer. No, he just wants a contrite heart. He wants somebody who is ready. So I tell you, how about you ask the Lord, Father, help me. Help me. I want a better prayer life. And stir up a different desire of prayer in you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Stir up a passion of prayer in you. What we're going to do in these few minutes, we're going to kill lukewarmness. Are you listening to me? We're going to what? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what lukewarmness is? How many of you know what lukewarmness is? Okay. You know, in Revelations, the Bible talks about letters that were written to seven churches. And in one of those letters, Jesus actually said to a particular, what people was that? The people in Laodicea, the church in Laodicea. He told them, he said, you are neither cold nor hot. He said, I will spill you out of my mouth. Do you know why lukewarm water might not be the best? It's because if you are cold, at least we know we need to heat you up. If you are hot, we know you are good. But if you're lukewarm, there's a bigger problem. How many of you have noticed that lukewarm people struggle more? Because they either pretend like they are hot, whereas they need help. And they are not cold because they are probably in the company of people who pray. So one way or the other, they are struggling. And it's dangerous because when you're lukewarm, you won't even know to seek help. Lukewarm water is not useful in that letter. But what do? You say, I refuse to be lukewarm. From today, I become on fire for Jesus. I don't think you have the passion I want you to have. Say, I refuse to be lukewarm. I become on fire for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. Fire is a metaphor for a vibrant walk with God. I showed you the metaphors in scripture that refer to fire, right? Fire on the altar, signifying the presence of God. And then God said a fire must always be burning on the altar. And we know that that is a shadow of the believer because the believer is the temple of God. Amen. And fire must always be burning there. You know, Jesus went to the temple and he flogged out all those who were buying and selling. And he said that my house shall be what? A house of prayer for all nations. And you know he wasn't just talking about the building house. He was talking about your temple house, your body. Because if that temple never housed God, and you know that God lives in you, then you know that you also are a house of prayer. So have you been buying and selling? I want you to chase away the buying and selling today and make that place a house of prayer. Well, are you ready to make your body a house of prayer? Say in the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse lukewarmness. You are not speaking like people who are serious. You don't chase lukewarmness passively. Say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse lukewarmness. From today, I become on fire for Jesus. Say, I become a house of prayer. Can you begin to pray like you want to be a house of prayer? Perate la cambre cateata. I become a house of prayer. Tala tele kepara tale kapaya. Shatata tele kaperia. Peraka tele ka. I reject lukewarmness. I become on fire for Jesus. Peratele peraika tala kaperia. Mambrokoto ekatata tete. Mambroko. I reject lukewarmness. I reject lukewarmness. I become a house of prayer. Shala teleke le paraka teleke e parateleka e parateleka e parateleka e parateleka e parateleka perata lai copereto pela cape puratele peraka le cape parata la capa shala tala tala capalata e paraka. I reject lukewarmness. I become a house of prayer. 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 And la palata la kapaya, e parakataya, fire on my altar. Fire on my altar, fire on my altar. Shadaleka, epareka, epareka, shalatela kapa, eparakatete, pereketoto, atatola kape, epalate, epalata la kaperia, perakatela kai, ekatala kai, peratala kabusilate, eparakate, shatela kaberakate, embrakela, epalate, abaladaladaladaladaladea, eparakate anakapaya. Come on, come on, come on. Reject lukewarmness in this place. Reject lukewarmness in this place. I become a house of prayer. Perakatea. Prayer marks my life. Prayer marks my life. Prayer is not far from me. Prayer is not far from me. Parakoselai. Perakatoshatai. I don't see prayer as a chore. It becomes a part of my life. It becomes a part of my life. it becomes a part of my life. Katala katelia. Prayer becomes a delight to me. Because I'm a house of prayer. Elaka parato, shalata lake, parate lakapa, perata lakape, patato de la kambe, ayakata, ayakata, ayapatole kapreka, sulake parata, parata tatata, perakapela, parakatela, parakatela, peta luse kapai, penda lakapai. Are you praying? Are you praying? Say, I become a house of prayer. 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 Imalakotolai peratala kape peratale perakale 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 paratala kape jalada balade gede 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 ya patatela kapari atakapa. This is not the kind of prayer to rush. I want you to ascend, ascend, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. See where you are going in the spirit. A place of favor. Tata tala kaperia. Ipa tata tata. Keta tata kapaya. Keta tata kaha. Eka tata tata. I ascend, I ascend, I ascend. I ascend, I ascend, I ascend. Atatela kapaya. I ascend, I ascend, I ascend. Parakatetela kapaya. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Jala kapaya. I become a person of prayer. I command my desires. Hey, prayer will not be scarce in my life. I be a person of frequent prayer. I become a person of frequent prayer. I become a person of frequent prayer. Palata la kabaria. Make me a person of prayer. 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 Katola kambre. Iparate la kepaya. Ayayayaya. Ayayayaya. Say, Jesus, help me. I want to pray more. I want to pray more. Katala keparatalia. Let my desires burn for prayer. Let my passions burn for prayer. Shalataka parataya. Hey, speak to your desire, somebody. Ta 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 te ataka paya. Jeje la kaparia. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Today I speak to even my flesh. Atalate la kapaya. Prayer is my life. My body is a house of prayer, so I will pray. Katataya, pelatala kapaya, perakatela kapaya. I become a house of prayer. 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 Ikatula keperia, parakotela kapaya. I become a house of prayer. Lukewarmness dies. Lukewarmness disappears. I become on fire for Jesus. On fire for Jesus. On fire for Jesus, on fire for Jesus. E parakate, e la kapara, e parakale, perata la kaperate, e tototota kapa, abatate tete, e kaparataya. House of prayer, are you praying? Are you praying? Add some favor, add some favor. Add some favor, add some favor. Add some favor, add some favor. E katala kaperia. Ekatata katetela atatola kaperia jalata la kapaya. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Let heaven hear your cry today. You might have been struggling for days, but that lukewarmness ends today. You might have been struggling for years, but you are not living here lukewarm. You are living here on fire. Epatatela kapera peratatalia ayakatatea patatela ka nembrokatea. Are you praying? Are you praying? I become a man of prayer. There till you come, pray. Perata la kape, patate la kapa, parakateta, jatatata, ekapatata, epakatata, epakatata. Focus, focus, focus. Let heaven hear your cry today. Patate la, open up that access to heaven you used to have. Your fervent days are not things of the past. You can renew that passion today. You can renew that passion today. Patakai, more zeal, more zeal, more favor, more favor. Hey, ya 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 ya. Perata la kaperiata, ela kapaliata, ekapa. Let it not be said that I used to be a person of prayer. God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. I'm a man of prayer. E capera parate e parai perai parai catola camre pelata la capai. Lukewarmness dies. Patale cape. Lukewarmness dies. I had that there. I'm on fire for Jesus. Cateta la capaya. Are you praying, somebody? Elamana makombeda. I command my passions to not see prayer as a duty, but as a delightful experience. Ayakataya, as communion with the Father, so I spend more time praying. Mandoleka, katatatale, perakataya, katatata. Come on, set fire on your altar. Iparai katatoko, jaladabala degedia, katatate kepeto, patate kepa, katatala kape, patatala kape, pakatela kapa, ekatare, ekatele, ekayakata, patatela kapa. This season will not pass you unchanged. No. This season transforms you. Are you praying? Katale kaperatwa jala dabala degedede. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How many of you believe that something has changed in you? I'm not convinced. How many of you believe something is changing? Thank you, Lord. Well, I have one more prayer point that I want you to pray with everything you have. Hallelujah. Funny enough, I didn't plan it, but the Lord put it in my spirit. We're going to pray this collectively as a church. You see, this is a prayer that I've been praying with people who have been a part of this ministry for a long time, but not as much for those of you that are in Windsor. So Windsor Church, I want to introduce you to what is our corporate destiny as a people. You see, you can have individual assignments for which God has called you to. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You might have specific instructions, specific things that God has told you. But one thing you begin to learn is that as much as you have specific instructions, there are corporate assignments that God gives to us as a church. And so, for example, when you belong to a ministry, I don't know how many of you have been in ministry before. Some of you, this is your first proper church. You know, for some of you, before this, it was only your parents' church you were going to. You were not that committed. But one thing you will learn is that many times, what God is doing in your church is not very different from what he's doing in your life. And many times, what God wants to do in your life is usually seen in what he has done in your church. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so many times, there is a corporate, collective destiny that we have. And so when you become a part of a ministry like this, I don't know about other ministries, but when you become a part of a ministry like this, God calls you to a higher level of consecration that he gives to us as a church. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying? For example, Peter might have specific instructions that he had, but there was a collective goal for the apostles. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Which was to go into all the worlds and preach the gospel, to be witnesses to all the nations. But yet, Peter might have specific things and specific ways he can do his things. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? And so what God furnished in them as a body, you could see how it led all of them together, even till they found their different assignment specifications. Are you getting what I'm saying, somebody? So when you have a collective gathering like this, sometimes God will not always start with specific instructions. God will start with what he has ordained that body for. And when you know that, you will see your part in that work. And not everybody would even be in for a long time, but you start from being in before you have to go somewhere or branch out. Are you seeing what I'm saying? The moment you join this church, maybe you joined by mistake, but you were... Are you laughing? You might have joined by mistake. But you didn't just join a church. You were enrolled into a ministry. Are you guys what I'm saying? You were enlisted into an assignment. And that assignment requires prayer. What is that assignment? What is the vision of the Catalyst Church? To see all men saved and perpetually victorious in their walk with God. Meaning that as a church, that's one thing we must always be doing. Seeing all men saved. Did I say some? All. Meaning in our locality where we are, we have a global mindset. Even whilst we're here, we're thinking of the whole city. We see all men saved and perpetually victorious in their walk with God. What's the mission statement of the Catalyst Church? To enlist what? Birds? To enlist what? To enlist men and what? That's ministry model. E-triple-D is ministry model. Mission. Because you are reading from the website. To enlist men and disciple them through the accurate teaching of the word of God and the ministry of the Spirit till they are what? Complete in Christ and rejoice in the hope of glory. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So we are a teaching ministry and we're a discipleship platform. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So our goal will always be discipleship, meaning your goal will always be discipleship. So there's evangelism and there's discipleship. Now the name Catalyst is not just a nice name. It's a ministry. And when God gave us the name, he gave us at the Catalyst Camp. So fitting that Catalyst Camp is closed. He gave us at the first ever Catalyst Camp. That's how we knew our name was going to be Catalyst. And let me explain what that is to you. I saw a vision in that meeting. And in that vision, I saw the story of Samson play out, but with a much different interpretation. I saw a man take foxes, up to 70 of them, and he lit fire on their tails, and he let them loose in a field. And everywhere each fox touched, fire engulfed the place. And whilst in Samson's own, it was destructive, in the vision I saw, God showed us the speed of what he wants to do. And he said, not only will you be the catalyst of the move of God, he said, every member of your ministry will be catalysts of the move of God in their generation. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So what it means to be a part of the Catalyst Church is for you to become a catalyst of the move of God in your generation. That anywhere you go, people's lives must be changed because you are there. That your zeal and your favor will be so attractive that the people around you will want what you want. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying? Am I just storytelling here? Or are you seeing your destiny here? That God has called you to be a catalyst. What is a catalyst? A catalyst is an agent. When introduced into any reaction, speeds up that reaction and even causes a chain reaction without itself being consumed. That's your life. If you enter into an atmosphere and people's lives don't change for the better, you're not living the life of a catalyst. That the work of God must always be faster because you are there. That when you step into a place, if God is already doing something there, because you are there, you discern it and you speed up. Listen, you will be lying to yourself to say you don't know that God is doing something in this city. Even if you don't know, because we are here, we have to speed up what he's doing here. One way we can get that effect is by prayer. I'm telling you your destiny, in case you didn't know, that because you are here, this city cannot remain the same. This is not my, just mine. I have much more. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me tell you, just because you are in this city, Windsor has become your primary place of assignment, PPA. Those of you that did NYC, your primary place of ministry, meaning that the city has become your responsibility. Don't look at me, because tomorrow I might drive off. May I have a different catalyzation I'm doing? Are you getting what I'm saying? But you, I've already done my part anyways. Did I wake you up or not? So it's your time to wake others. So you have to think of yourself here. And what a fitting way that is today, prophetic service. You see the number of chairs arranged. That's your job. Amen? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, that's your job. Unless you've not been blessed here. That's your job. So, we're going to pray. And we're going to hold hands as we pray. Listen. This is such a prophetic moment. And I want you to give all your efforts and all your heart in prayer. This is your life. God has called you to be a catalyst of his move in your generation. We're going to pray. You know, we're praying, God, make us a people of prayer. And we're praying that we invite God into the situation. What we want to do today is that we want to pray that God sets every single one of us on fire. And that fire does not stay in one location. It reaches the whole city. Aye. We're going to pray and say, God, as the Catalyst Church, set us on fire. Are you getting this prayer point? Say with me again, Lord, as the Catalyst Church, set us on fire. And let that fire spread across this whole city. Can we take that prayer point one more time? I want you to pray this with heart. Say, Lord Jesus, as the Catalyst Church Windsor, set us on fire and let our fire spread across the city. Can you begin to pray right now? Shale kambre kata la talia kaparia. Tala ta te 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 kepera ta ta tea. Shale kabera te la kapere te la kaparia. Start up a work in us. A work that cannot be quenched. A work that cannot be stopped. A zeal that cannot be held back. E parale kambre kaya. Set us on fire. E parata le kapere kata. Jata la kapea. A fire that cannot be quenched. A fire that cannot be stopped. Atale kaparia. That burns across the city. Peratela kapea. E kaparia. Stir up in us. A zeal that cannot be stopped. A zeal that cannot be quenched. A zeal that spreads across. E paratela kapea. Let us be catalysts of your move in this generation. Let us be catalysts of your move in this city. Katelatea. I will not live an ordinary life. Hey! I become a catalyst of your move in this city and beyond, of your move in Canada. Pareka sulea. Epate te 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 lai. Epare. 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 Ayayayayaya. Atatela kape. Hey! Katataya. Hey! I see it. I see it. It's the fire of the Lord. I see it. I see it. It's burning in every city. Kai, are you praying? Shalatela kapaya. Say, through me, the fire of the Lord spreads all over my city. All over my city. all over my city. Pate like pare kate shale kaperai perata la cambre perata la kai parata lai parata lai ke parata ta te perakate la kapera kapaya ikata la kaperatea jala da balade gede de gedea perada gala balade gedea parade le gede de gedea parade gele de gede de gedea pata le kepege pekata ta tele parade le gede de akape perakalea. Just begin to thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell him thank you right now? Thank you because my fire is, my altar is on fire. Thank him because you will never be lukewarm. Thank him because your prayer life will never drop. You'll be consistent. Give him the thanks. Give him the thanks. I'm consistent in prayer from today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come on, shout glory! Hallelujah!